Wednesday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. Listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes, and both of many nations, for the dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the law of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor so deferent to greatness, because he himself makes both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not chance wrath, for they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at the distance and lifted their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were no one found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Sharing of the reading. Learn to know the origin of all things. There is a big difference between the learned and the unlearned. The learned know how to use their knowledge to live the correct relationship with God, others, and all creatures in the world. The unlearned, since they do not know the origin of all things, only react according to what they think. Because of this, they must endure God's strict judgment. The others hatred and many failures in their life. Today's readings teach people to learn and to reason about the cause of many things. In the first reading, the author of the Book of Wisdom confirmed about the origin of authority. According to him, all authorities come from God. He bestowed authority on leaders to lead and to govern people. He self-rightedly judged the leaders about their zeal of his given authority. Therefore, they must govern people according to God's will. In the Gospel, though Jesus healed all 10 lepers, but only a foreign leper who knew the origin of the healing came back and thanked God. Jesus questioned, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were no one found to return and to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith hath made you well." Second analysis. First reading. All authorities come from God. The first point. The origin of authority. Most worldly leaders think they have authority because they are good, learned, and talented. This is the reason people picked them for their offices. Therefore, the people govern their subjects according to their wisdom and never question about the results of their governance. In opposing to the people, the author of the Book of Wisdom revealed to us his concept about the authority. First, human authorities are given by God. He said, "Listen therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes, and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High." The truth is not only applied for the church leaders, but also the worldly leaders, no matter if they know it or not. Second, all leaders are God's servants. The author teaches, no matter how great they are only servants to serve his kingship. Third, God shall judge those who he gives his authority. He shall condemn those who don't rightly judge people. The Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans, because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. Second point. The leaders must know the following. First, they must judge rightly, keep the law, and act according to God's will. If not, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment fall on those in high places. Second, everybody is equal before God, but those in power shall be judged more strictly than those who have no authority. The author said, "For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the law of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show the deference to greatness, because he himself make both small and great, and he take thought for all the same. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. Third, the more one has authority, the more he needs to acquire the wisdom in order to judge rightly. The author said, "To you then, O monarch, my words are directed that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed." Last, they must know the law to live a holy life, for they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Second, the gospel had known but did foreigner return to give thanks to God. This gospel is used in the Thanksgiving Day in America each year. The purpose is to remind people to recognize what God has done for them and to give thanks to God accordingly. Third point, one must recognize a favor before giving thanks. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled to Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Some laws concerned about the lepers are written in the book of Levites and Numbers. First, the terrible fate of a leper. Since the Jews pay a special attention to purity, so the lepers are not allowed to live with people, but they must live outside of the camp. See Leviticus chapter 13, verse 46, and Numbers chapter 5, verse 2. They can't make a direct contact with the healthy, but must cry out loudly, "Unclean, unclean," every time when the healthy come close to them, so that they might know and of their presence to avoid. See Leviticus chapter 13, verse 45. Second, to show that they have been cured from leper, they must be examined by the priest. When the priest declared they are clean, they can live a normal life with people in the camp. See Leviticus chapter 14, verses 2 to 3. This is the reason why Jesus told them, "Go show yourself to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. Second, though outside are easy to recognize a favor than though inside. Third, the Samaritan gratitude. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorified God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "Ten were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other nine? Had none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Second, the Jews were nothing to do with the Samaritan. One strange thing in this passage, if the nine Jews let the Samaritan live with them, before that shall never happen when they are healthy. This shows that when people are suffered and discriminated, they tend to unite and to live with others. Third, why the Samaritan often mentioned in the Gospel as the more grateful? The Samaritans, though were despised by the Jews, many times were praised by Jesus. In the Good Samaritan story, Jesus intentionally prayed the Samaritan, then the priest and the Levite, because he showed compassion for the unfortunate. He let him ride his donkey, cared for him at the motel, and promised to pay back the amount for the motel owner for caring of him. See Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. After the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, she became Jesus' first missionary when she joyfully and eagerly announced that Jesus had done for her. See John chapter 4, verses 39 to 41. The example show the Gentiles can be more grateful than the Jews, God's chosen ones. Fourth, to give thanks is to deservedly receive more favor. Then he said to him, stand up and go, your faith has saved you. The Samaritan leper was not only healed from his sickness, but also received salvation because of his faith in Jesus, while the other nine Jews were only healed from the leper. Third point, why are people ungrateful? There are many reasons. First, because people do not reflect. They do not think about the reason why they receive a favor. Secondly, they suppose everyone must help them. God must give grace, parents must care for their children, teachers must teach their students. Lastly, they are afraid that they must return their favors if they acknowledge them. There are three kinds of persons whom people are ungrateful to. First, God. He the one who creates, protects, and unceasingly gives grace for them. Thanksgiving Day is the occasion for people to recognize God's grace and to thank Him for that by participating on a mass and helping the unfortunate. How many people do this? Instead, they organize parties to enjoy as if the success is from their own effort. Their parents, who conceived, cared for, and educated them most of their life, they should take care of their parents when they are no longer caring for themselves. Instead, they put them into the nursing home and said to themselves, the government shall take care of them better than us. Third, others, who spend all their life to research, to build up, and to invent all the convenience of life which they are enjoying. They forget that their duty is continue to make a better world for the next generation, not only to selfishly enjoy them. Application in life. We must learn divine wisdom to reason and to live our life. All things in this world come from God. If God gives us much, He shall require more from us. Those in power shall be sternly judged. Therefore, the leaders must know how to wisely serve and lead their subjects according to God's way. We must reflect and compare to recognize a favor. If we receive a favor from others, we must thank them. Not only to say thank, but we must also find a way to repay them or to do favor to others so that good things continue to flow. Amen.